Okay, Shavua Tov. We are picking up three lines from the top of Hey Amud Aleph with the words of Tinan. Again, our learning is sponsored Le'iloi Nishmas Shulames Bas Yaakov, the Neshama Shrav and Aliyah. So we're continuing in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, if a person says, Mudrani Hemach, this was a raya for Shmuel, that if I make a neder from you, that both of them are going to be usher. So the Gemara is a kasha based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tinan, Hareini Alecha Chirim. The Mishnah, we're going to get to this Mishnah on Mem Zayin Mubayis, tells us, if a person says to his friend, I am a cherim towards you, hamoder aser, the person to the who the neder was made is going to be aser to derive benefit from the person who made the neder, aval madir lo, but the one who made the neder is not going to be aser to derive benefit from the person to whom he declared the neder on. So according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina and Shmuel, this is akasha, let them both be aser to derive benefit from one another. As the Ron points out, why don't we say the alecha nami is going to kol el chaver? When it says alecha, it should be considered a friend. V'nechasav v'kevan shekein afa madir litzer. Because when you lose the lashon of alecha, that is going to be something which should include this lashon, as the Ron points out. So why isn't this a problem according to both of them? So the Gemara answers for them, maybe it could go and depart. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the person who made the neder was specific v'at alai lo, and he said, but you are not chayrim towards me. I'm not answering your things. In this case, therefore, that case was, when he specified, he made it very clear he did not want to answer him to his stuff, the other guy, Reuven, to him. So therefore, that would be not the problem. So the Gemara says, but l'chora, that doesn't make sense with the hemshecha of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, at alai chayrim. The Mishnah goes further, another case, if one says to his friend, you are chayrim towards me, Hanoder Aser, then the person who is making the neder is going to be Aser to derive benefit from the person to whom he made the neder on. Aval Mudar Lo, but the person to whom the vow was declared is not going to be Aser to derive benefit from the Madir. So according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina and Shmuel, in this case also, why don't both of them, we say both of them are going to be Aser? So again, we have another Kasha based on the Hemsheikh of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, again, we can explain this Mishnah, this stage of the mission as well, the Seifa, Gigon de Parish, which we said originally in the Reish as well, that where the person was specific, and he said, Va'ana Allah lo, but I am not chirim towards you. So Gemara is a problem, aval, stam amai, but according to that, so if a person doesn't specify what's going to be the halacha, that it should be, according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, it's going to be Shneim Asurim. Both of them, the person making the neder and the one who the madir and the neder are going to be, the madir and the one who is the neder about, are going to be also derived benefit from one another based on this guy's neder. So the Gemara says, though, Habat Tani Seifa, but look, or we have a very big problem with this, because the Mishnah in the last case of the Mishnah, the third case of the Mishnah, says, Hareini Alecha V'at Alai Shneim Asurim. If a person says, I am Chayim towards you and you towards me, both of them are going to be also derived benefit from one another, which we can make the obvious implication that Hadenu and it is this case, that this specific case, where the person, where both of them are going to be chayim to another, that both of them are going to be usher to derive benefit from one another. Hastama, but in a case where they did not specify, both of them, lechora, you are going to say, who usher v'chavir mutter? He is usher, and his other friend is going to be permitted. Lechora, this is a problem with both Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina and Shmuel, that they're understanding that their shneim is going to be asurin in that case. They understand differently than the implication of that Mishnah. So therefore, the Gemara assumes that is a very good kasha, and we have to revise what we meant in Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. We're going l'chora with the shita of the Ran, that we're splitting up the Tosos Arash, that says that really these are going to be two, we're answering on piecemeal. We're answering first Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, then Hamasnei is going to be answering for Shmuel. So the Gemara, Ela hachi at mar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, moder ani lecha. If a person says to his friend, I make an edder to you, again, so it's lecha, is to you, shnei masurim. Both of them are going to be us to derive benefit from one another. Be lechora, because when it comes to saying lecha, it doesn't necessarily include my property and your property, rather it's because lecha has a double understanding. Sometimes it can mean to you, but sometimes it can mean even of yours. Therefore, mujani mimcha, and that's you, my property is usher to you, and lecha, though, is going to be your property is usher to me. So that's what we're saying. Mujani heimach, if he says, I'm bad from you, who usher v'chavero mutar, that he's going to be usher to derive benefit from his friend, but his friend is going to be mutar to him. So now we've made a chilek between heimach and lecha, that it's to you is one thing, and heimach, though, is going to be from you. That case, from you, his friend is going to be permitted to derive benefit from him. That's the lashon of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. So the Gemara says that this, again, would answer Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. This is the point we're pointing out. It's really only in Tosfos Rashi like this, that we've answered Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, but this wouldn't really answer for Shmuel. Why not? Because Hamas Nisin, our Mishnah, says, Tektani heimach, which says that in lashon I am ushered from you, heimach, or, I mean, right, we have all of those sonnets in our Mishnah, all those cases are the lashon of heimach, from you. Yet we explain the Mishnah according to Shmuel, then all these cases you have to specify in that which I taste of yours or in that which I eat of yours, meaning the yad is inconclusive. Who da aser v'chaveru mutar? But in that case, that is going to be forbidden, but his fellow is going to be permitted. In the case where I am vowed from you, or I'm separated from you, or I'm distanced from you, shneim asurim, both of them are going to be aser to derive benefit from one another. The Chora Shmuel doesn't distinguish with the case of Mimcha or Hemach. So Lachora or Hemach, we don't see a chilik between the Shita of Shmuel. Lachora Shmuel's understanding that when you say these Lashonos, that is not considered something which is conclusive. It's important to note, I should really mention this in the very beginning, that the Gemara's underlining question, which we're going to get into more beferish now in the Hemshech, is that when you have what's called a Yadayim She'inan Mochichos, if you have something, Yad is clear. The Yad that is Mochiach, everybody agrees it works on a level of Doraisa, as we learned out, that a Yad works. However, when you have a Yad that's not as clear, so that's going to be a very big shaila of what exactly is going to be its din. And that's what we in Havamina, we assume that Shmuel was going to be a Yad that's in a Mochiach, and that's why it was a problem. And that's what the underlying understanding was. I just want to mention that because for the Hemshech, it's important to note that. So the Gemara says, Elami kara de Shmuel hachitmar. Shmuel's teaching was the following. So therefore, we have to revise how we understand Shmuel. Taima da amar sha'ani ochel lecha v'sha'ani toyim lecha. It's because the person who's making the neder said, that which I eat of yours, that which I taste of yours, hu de'ein hu asr ela ba'achila, that is usher to derive only benefit from food. But if you say mujani mimcha, or mufarshani mimcha, or mufarkani mimcha, all those lashonos, asr afilu ba'na, that would indicate that he is going to be asr even ba'na, since those lashonos is not qualified, we don't know what it means, so we don't really know what it means, so therefore, we do not know. Shmuel is telling us that in this inclusive yad, that is going to be valid. So that means that it's going to be a valid neder, and it's going to be assumed that it includes all types of yadav she'ina machichos is a valid neder, and therefore it's going to include the more machmir understanding that even behana, that's what it could mean, and therefore since it could mean that's what he meant. So the Gemara says yachi. If that's the case, that when you leave out the case of leaving out the to'ayim lach or Ochalach, those cases. So the Gemara says, Lema Shmuelachi, then Shmuel said, qualified the mission as the following. Im lo amar sha'ani ochalach v'sha'ani toimlach. If he did not say, that which I eat or that which I taste, really should change the gears to asr afilu ba'na. He's going to be asr even ba'na. That's how Shmuel's statement should be said, but that's not. The lechora, that unless you add those lashonos, then it's going to be ineffective. And Shmuel really meant that leaving out this extra thing leads the person to a broader, bigger iser, meaning that everything is going to be aser. You should have phrased this statement that would reflect it in a much better way, which is not the way that Shmuel said it. So therefore, we're stuck in how we're understanding Shmuel. That answer was good, but it didn't really fit the way that we heard Shmuel say it, says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ela hachi itmar. So this is how we have to understand what Shmuel meant. Taima da amar sha'ani ochel lach v'sha'ani toyam lach. It's because the person who makes the neder, that which I eat of yours and that which I taste of yours, who the usher is going to be usher, because amar mujani menach. But a person says just simply, I am vowed from you, or I'm separated from you, mefrachani or mechokani, all those examples, lo mashba da ama usher. It does not necessarily imply that he means that his friend is going to have any benefit whatsoever. So now we came to be doing a 360. A yadav she'ena machichos, now we're saying according to Shmuel, is an invalid neder. It's an invalid yad, and therefore it's not going to be considered something which is making an effective neder, and that's the problem. My time, because mudan mecha lo mishta'ina behadach mashma. Maybe it means that I won't talk to you. It can be understood that way. And so since it can be understood that way, it's a yad of sheina machichos, or mefreshani memcha can mean separated, the love dina lach, masamatan mash, maybe it just meant business. Again, since there's different understandings, we don't know what exactly it meant. Murchakani memcha can mean delo kamina ba'arba amos, dilach mash, means I'm not going to be within your four amos. And since each of these things can be understood in different ways, we have a yad that yad of sheina machichos, and since it's yad of sheina machichos, that is going to be not a valid neder according to the shita of Shmuel. So again, we've completely done a 360 about the din of Yadav She'ina Mechichos in Shmuel, and now we're understanding that he says that a Yadav She'ina Mechichos is going to be inconclusive and not valid. And therefore, we are understanding that l'chora, Shmuel is understanding that we assume that the braisos are going to be a machlokas tanaim before we ask the kasha based on the braisa. Now we don't have that because there's a machlokas tanaim whether or not a yad she'ena machicha is a valid yad. We don't have a kasha on Shmuel anymore because Shmuel is going to hold like one of the tanaim that hold the other she'ena machichos is lav shmei yad and is not going to be a nether. So let's turn on to the next number now. So therefore, we've clarified Shmuel. The Gemara says, "L'chora, what we just said, Lema kasar Shmuel, yadav she'ina mechichos, lo havyan edayim. They're not considered partial declarations, and therefore, it is an invalid neder." So the Gemara says, "L'chora, in yes, that's correct. Shmuel mukim lemas nisin kar Yehuda. Shmuel understands that our Mishnah is like the shita of Rebbe Yehuda, the Amar yadayim she'ina mechichos, lo havyan edayim." Who says that partial declarations are going to be inconclusive, are not considered valid nedarim, and that's why he holds that opinion. And it's not, as we learn in the Mishnah in Gittin. So the Mishnah in Gittin is talking about, this actually is one of the Iker Mishnahs in Gittin. Rav Shechter always pointed out when we learn Gittin, is that really the Gemara in Gittin waits till the paid, daf pei, to the Mishnah, the very end, to discuss what's the Iker port of a get. But it's very interesting. So the Mishnah over there talks about what is Gufa Shel Get? What is the essence of a get? Harei ad l'teres l'chol adam. That you are permitted to any person. That's the right. It's to be get creases. It needs to be cutting off the relationship between the man to his wife and let her marry somebody else. So she is now married to any person. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'dein d'avi l'chi minoi. No, this document is what's going to be from me. Sefer techruchin, a document of literally something that's going to cut us up. Release v'ger shivukin and a letter of abandonment. So the Tanna Kamma holds that l'chora you don't need that. And Rabbi Yehuda added that to the list. It's important to note, by the way, that I don't know why the Gemara leaves it out. The Rosh Hashanah actually is bothered by this. That the Gemara continues, the Mishnah really continues. Sefer Techukim v'get Pturin, also release a bill of release. V'ger shivukin, also a letter of shivukin is like he's leaving her. So whatever, those Lashonas are also part of the Mishnah. Let's just add that in here. But we see over here that the Tanna Kamma is seemingly understanding that a yadav shinam achichos is going to be considered valid, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says they're not valid. Now, in this case, Rabbi Yehuda is requiring that the husband specify that this is the case because maybe we could understand that he was just divorcing her based on a verbal agreement, a verbal announcement, which is obviously ineffective. You need a sefer krisus, so that's why the lashonos of sefer techruchin, v'gerah shivukin are all telling us that I'm showing you. He's telling the wife, I'm showing you that this is the get is based on the fact that I'm giving you a shtar. The shtar is what's being mafil the get over here, and you need that to be made very conclusively and clearly. The Tanna Kamma l'chora is disagreeing, and he's understanding for the get to contain, you don't need it, that's, we already know that it's enough without that, and therefore the Gemara is understanding that that would be good enough according to them, and the Gemara is understanding that if you have a yad, which is ena mechichah, according to the Tanna Kamma, that's going to be enough. We see a very big extension over here that the Gemara seems to understand that the idea of yadayim she'ena mechichos is a shas topic. It's not just a topic in regards to hilchos nedarim. This is including even halachas of a gin, and the yadav shen mechichos applies to gin as well, and that's a very big important point over here that this machlokas would extend all the way to the maseches gin. Okay, so that and so we learn that this machlokas is going to be essential in terms of a get. So Shmuel is passing like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda that are debating this very issue of yadav shen mechichos, he requires it to be stronger. So the Gemara says. We know that there's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma. Tanna Kamma is usually the standard opinion. What caused Shmuel to explain the Mishnah that the Mujani Mimcha with the Shita of Yadav Sheina Mechichos and according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Lechora, why wouldn't you go after the majority opinion? So he must have seen that there's some raya that the Stam Mishnah somewhere else is applying the halacha of Yadayim Sheina Mechichos are not going to be valid, and that is what Lechmar Lechor is asking. That's what the Ran pointed out. That's what the Gemara is asking. Why is it understanding like Rabbi Yehuda? Look, Merkabanan, why doesn't he establish it like Rabbanan? Afagav, the Einadai Mechichos, that even though a partial declaration is going to be inconclusive, it's still going to be a valid neder. So what caused Shmuel to go like Rabbi Yehuda and explain the Mishnah like that? So that's what the Gemara is asking. There must have been a Stam Mishnah or something, a proof that understood that Shmuel's understanding that there is some sort of Yadayim Shein HaMechichos is not going to be valid. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Masnisin Kashase. The words of the Mishnah were bothered, was what bothered Shmuel. Amai Ta'ane Shani Ochelach Shani Toimlach. What does it teach us in the second case of the Mishnah when it says that the person is making in the Neder, which I eat of yours, or which I taste of yours? Lisni Shani Ochel Shani Toim. Why doesn't it teach you simply that which I eat or that which I taste? Meaning, if a yadav sheina machichah is valid, so then why does the Mishnah say shani ocha mimcha? Why just say that which I taste, and that is going to be something which is ina machichah? The lashon of shelcha is implicit that it's going to be yours, but I don't need that. If a yadav sheina machichah is valid, I don't need to come onto that at all. So therefore, l'chora, the only reason that the Mishnah mentions this is because the yadav sheina machichah is not valid. The reason that it has to say mimcha is because they're teaching you that if it didn't have that lashon, it's not valid, and therefore, because it's a yadav sheina machichah, and therefore the Mishnah itself seems to imply yadav sheina machichah is not a neder. So the Gemara says, shmas mina ba'inan yadai machichah, and based on that, as we just explained, the Mishnah's lashonos of adding in mimcha, that is yours, to the declaration that the person, the madir, has to make, we see from there, if you omit it, for whatever reason, that's going to be yadav sheina machichah, and it's going to be ineffective because it does not affect the neder. That is the shita of Shmuel, and that's what we're going to see based on the shita of Rav. That's how we actually paskin the yadav sheina machichah with regards to a neder is not a valid neder. So the Gemara says itmar that actually when it comes to yadav sheina machichah, it's also machlokas amoraim abay amar havin edaim. That is a valid neder, and Rav amar lo havin edaim, but it's not valid. So the Gemara says now amar Rava. Rabbi Idi is barley. Rabbi Idi explained to me the source why Yadav Shin Mechichos is not valid. Amar Krad Nazir Lahazir Lashem. Pasuk says with regards to a person taking a Nazirus, as we mentioned with regards to Nazir, that he's going to abstain for the sake of Hashem. So what was his Nazir Hashir? Sam, we had the double Lashon before. The Drushan, now we're having a little bit of a different Drushan. Makish Yadav Nazirus Lanazirus. It compares the Lacha of the Yad of a Nazirus to the Nazirus itself, which is teaching you, Man Nazirus Bafla. Nazirus has to be a very clear din. The Mishnah in Nazir, the Aflamad Beis Umbeis, teaches us the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon, that if a person sees a Nazir coming down the street, and he says, Harini Nazir, that if this person, I'm going to be a Nazir, if that person is a Nazir. So Rabbi Tarfon says that even if we later find out that this man was in fact a Nazir, that this Nazirus is not considered valid, because the Gemara explains the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yafli Lindor Neder Nazir. That means a person's, what does it mean, Yafli Lindor Neder? Who is he understanding, like the Targum Unkelos over there, that says that you say clearly, you're uttering clearly, vowing a Neder for Nazir Slashem, and therefore that is going to be the din according to Rabbi Tarfon, and that's not clear. It wasn't clear b'shas ma'isa if this guy's b'chal a nazir, in which in case I would have to have my nazir. So therefore, it is not a valid form of nazir. So we see over here that yad has to be a clear cut when you make it, and therefore it needs to be clear. And if it's not clear, it's not valid. Af yad is nazirus b'afla, so too partial declaration of nazirus are only effective when it's clear what you meant. And therefore, if it is inconclusive, it is not going to be valid. That's the halacha that we learn from this drasha. That is the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. It should be noted that Rabbi Tarfon is in dispute with other Tanaim, but according to Rav Idi, he apparently liked the shita of Rabbi Tarfon, and that's how Rava was explaining the idea that a yad needs to be something which is clear cut. So says the Gemara, Lema beplukta Rabbi Yehuda of Rabban Kamiflagate. So now the Gemara in discussion of Abaye Verava is mentioning Armachlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Armachlokas, the Machlokas mentioned above in regards to Shmuel in the Mishnah and Ge'in. When it comes to Mishnah and Ge'in, this now we learn in the Mishnah and Ge'in, Gufo Shel Get, that what is the essence of a Get, the main part of a Get, Arayat Muteres L'chol Adam, that you are permitted to any person. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, V'dein Da'avi L'chim, and this is going to be from me to you. Sefer Tekruchin, a document which is going to be me leaving you, Veget Peturin, and a bill of release. The Garish Shavukin here is the full Lashon of here. That's the one I was quoting before. And literally, I'm leaving you, to go sit a mile. So Tanakama understands that a Yad, that the Ena Machichah is going to be valid. Rabbi Yehuda understands that they are not going to be valid. Abaya Damar Karbanan, Abaya Lachor is going to hold like the Rabbanan, and Rava Damar Kabuda, and Rava is going to say a statement according to Rabbi according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, whenever, almost always, when the Gemara says Lema Beplukta Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan or Lema Ketanai, the Gemara almost always, 99.9% of the time, not from any case where it doesn't, rejects it. Because the whole point of saying Lema Ketanai is that, wait a second, we have an earlier generation that argued about it. Why is the Gemara presenting it as a machlokas between Abaye and Rava? Just present it as a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Why are you mentioning as Rabbi Yehuda, Abaye and Rava? So the Gemara says, therefore, the Gemara always try to say that both shitas will really try to say that everybody agrees to me. That's what we're going to see over here. Abaye says, I said in my shita, even accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, specifically by a get, because the bina increases, it needs to be something which clearly is separating the man from the woman. The cuts of La Sefer Krisus teaches us, the Gemara in Gittin has a lot of drushes about that, that it needs to be a Sefer Krisus, and if it has any form or any lashonos that imply that it's not fully leaving the man leaving the wife, then the get is going to be invalid. So by get, we have a special halacha. Veleika, and therefore it's not clear when you use a yad shena machichas, that's not considered something which is going to be a krisis, cutting off the relationship between and the woman conclusively 100%. So therefore there's a problem. Aval be'alma mishmalei, who says you can apply this halacha of yadayim shena machichas within shitas Rabbi Yehuda to other halachas in shas? Maybe get is a specific halacha, therefore I'm understanding Rabbi Yehuda would agree with me also. The Rava Amar, and Rava is going to say that ana da'amri afil Rabbanan, I'm going to say mashita even according to the Rabbanan, ad kam lo kamer Rabbanan dolabinan yadayim uchichos. So far the Rabbanan did not say that we need to require partial declarations that are conclusive. Elagabe get, only when the case of the get, where even the language, if the get is not clarified, that is going to be something which is going to be the intent, because the inadam turning on the next time. But now the inadam magarish is eshes chavero, since a person cannot divorce his friend's wife, and therefore it's understood that the husband is clearly going to be given to his own wife. Aval be'alma mishamele, but in general, regarding other contexts, did you hear that the rabbanon are going to hold that yadam shenam chichos are going to be valid? Here it was valid mamela. We know that it was valid, because obviously the man knows he's giving it to his wife. And that was whatever, the whole world knows that. So therefore, there was no shaila. But in regards to other cases in Nadarim where something wasn't clear, maybe the Rabbanan would agree that it's not considered a valid neder, and therefore even the Rabbanan would agree with me that Yadav Shein Mechichos by a neder would not be valid. Okay, with that we've explained, each one could say their shita according to both them. And we'll pick up with the Meisavei Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow's daf.